What up, y'all? I'm to hear more.
Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of...
Man, are you... Everything all right over there?
And this is another episode of Damn It, That You Scary. God damn.
That was the that was the cigarette edition of the intro. Man,
I don't know what the hell. Someone's just like, let me out of here. I'm a wrecking ball.
Wild holiday weekend or something?
No, absolutely not. Actually, the exact opposite, man. We were chilling. We were chilling so hard at one point I got bored. I was like, God damn, I ain't got nothing to do. and I don't, and it's all good because man, just sitting my ass down and being still. How was your Christmas?
That makes sense. Pretty much the same. We were, you know, we had some family at the house on Christmas Eve, and we ate food and played like games. It's crazy. Like my brother bought like this card game. It's basically like dad jokes. It's pretty interesting. So we played like a remix, and that was like really fun. And then we, on Christmas Day, we saw Avatar. 3.5 hours, 3.5 hour movie, and we went to the ones that had the reclining chairs and they served food and stuff like that. So how fast
did you go to sleep?
I feel like I got the gist. Like I got the gist of it. You know, white people came. They, you know, they mess stuff up. It's the water version instead of the flying version. So they were like swimming and stuff. And then I was out. That's all I remember. They dove in that water and I was I was done with it.
I'm not going to see that shit, man. James Cameron got a lot of fucking nerve making us wait that long and then having the movie that long and thinking we gonna all just run to the theaters. Kiss my ass, bro.
He gave the fans their money's worth, you know. It was they wanted Avatar, and he gave them a lot of Avatar. And they said that he shot scenes from 3 and 4 already, just to make sure that they don't get the Stranger Things effects, which means the characters age out of their roles. You know how like in Stranger Things, the last season, they like 27 like riding bikes, like, Mom, when are you gonna be home? Like, nigga, you grown. I guess they didn't want that to happen. So they
really did. Hey man. He waited what, 10, 15 years for the second one though?
What?
Avatar. The first one came out what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, something like that?
Yeah. I'm sure it was hard to top, but plus, James Cameron be like, you know, scuba diving and shit. He be doing all
that. He be living on a Titanic and expecting people to just drop what they doing and start filming. I'm like, nigga, you've been underwater for the past 6 months. Fuck out my face.
He actually holds the record for the deepest dive. It's crazy. It's like Jacques Cousteau and then James Cameron. So random. He was just down there by himself, which is a giant hell no.
Yeah, I'm good on that one. This was the other table that I bought, though. Oh, man. I don't know if it's going to show it, but it took them 3 hours to build it. Hold on, let me get right here.
Back it up a little? Yeah, right there.
Oh, okay. See it?
It's so crazy that people can paint and draw.
He put the bedazzles on it, and then he actually put shoestrings in it.
In the table?
In the table. You're going to see why. Boom. Final detail.
He even got the TikTok transitions out. That's wild. That's Marvin.
Marvin Gaye, man.
Those boots are crazy.
I know. That was an actual outfit he wore, though. This is like one of his iconic outfits.
I wonder if Marvin Gaye like played a part in beanie sales. Like, you know how like we was wearing Air Forces and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure niggas back in the day was wearing hella beanies when he was out.
Listen, probably, bro. Probably.
Knit beanies. That's my
fit, though. I gotta find somebody. Even I ain't even got nowhere to put that goddamn table.
Was Marvin Gaye shot? He was shot, right?
Shot by his stepfather.
Not his manager. Who got shot by his manager?
I don't know.
Sam Cook? I think that was Sam Cook, right?
Maybe.
I think Sam Cook got shot by his manager. That's a crazy way to go out.
Supposedly paranoid and
really,
yeah, always had a gun on him, thinking somebody was gonna try to kill him. They say from the drugs, and then he had given his stepfather a gun to keep in the house or something like that. And then him and his stepfather got into it, and his stepfather went and got the gun and that shot him.
And he gave him the gun?
Yeah.
That's a crazy way. You'd be you're paranoid that whole your whole life, and then you end up giving your killer the gun,
man,
for safekeeping. That's insane. That is unfortunate.
Yeah, hella.
What's it called? Have you seen the clip of the Patriot fan and the Raiders fan?
Old girl yelling in old boy's face. That one, right?
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't seen the clip, there's this very viral clip going on. Mm. It's in a Raiders stadium. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy wearing a Patriots, black dude wearing a Patriots uniform, and this white woman with the Raiders uniform. And she's like screaming at him and, you know, verbally abusing him and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And then the Raiders, like, I guess, win the game in a crazy way. And then she's just like screaming in his face and, you know, pointing at him and all this stuff. And so everybody was like, you know, tripping off of that. And then the Patriots fan, he actually just got invited to Gillette Stadium by Robert Kraft.
Right.
And he's like on the field and he's like meeting all the players and stuff like that. It's a very interesting story, though. I have some thoughts. I wanted to know what you.
Nigga, I feel like Robert Kraft saw that shit. Kraft saw that shit and was like, "Here's my opportunity," because you know he was in the hot seat from that picture servicing of them.
Well, no, that was Jerry Jones.
Oh shit! I be thinking all the white men, old white men with money, be like all the same. Robert,
but same Kraft, shit. If he was probably doing shit like that back in the day, this was his chance. Oh, yeah. Like. I agree.
Yeah. Which one of them be hanging out with Meek Mill? Is it Robert Kraft or Jerry Jones? It's Kraft, ooh, right?
I don't know.
That's a cool with Meek Mill. Like he be doing a little dance, like doing this shit right here. I feel like it was Kraft. But I don't know.
I don't know which one of these niggas. It's probably not Jerry Jones. I'll tell you that. By process of elimination, I would rule out Jerry Jones. But I agree. That seemed like a perfect opportunity to just be all right, here's some.
That was a great publicity stunt.
Because
that type of shit happens all the time in stadiums. This one just happened to be documented. And, you know, people put it out there. But, I mean, it was a great gesture. I'm not taking anything away from it. I'm not taking anything away from it. It was a great gesture. And I'm glad that, because the young man said that was his first football game. And for that to be his experience at his first football game, like, you might see that shit happening to somebody else, but when it happens to you at your first game, that shit can leave a lasting impression. So I'm glad that Rob did reach out to him.
Right. My thing is I'm glad it happened because if he's a Patriot fan, like that's for sure like a probably a dream come true. I'm glad that happened to him, but it's like I don't know. That seems like a normal sports thing, right? Like people just talking shit. It seemed like a very very normal.
It's one thing to be talking shit. It's another thing to be talking to be talking shit in your face.
Yeah,
that you can't get back in their face with. Right. If he would have got back in her face, then it's a man versus a woman thing, and he's in the wrong for not walking away and not having enough, you know, patience to like ignore her and shit like that. So it's still offset.
I think a lot of the tension comes from it being obviously a white woman and a black man, you know, so that never looks good. But it's like, you know, it was a Raiders arena. Like, I remember when the Raiders were in Oakland, you'd be crazy as hell to go in there with a different jersey. So obviously people are going to be talking shit. You might even get your ass whooped. So it just seemed like a very, very normal thing in the world of sports.
That's like that white dude that got pushed down the steps. Did you see that video?
Uh-uh.
The big white dude who got pushed down the steps. I think it was a Green Bay fan. That football's been getting increasingly violent.
Hey, those might be the worst steps to fall down. Those steps are like an incline like this, and they're always made of like ancient Greek stone. And so, like, every stadium has these really steep ass, hard ass steps. That would be terrible. And there's not a lot of stuff. There's not a lot of stuff to catch you to.
Oh man, nothing caught him. Nothing caught him but gravity. Gravity got the best of that man, and he was a big dude, and he fell down multiple steps, my boy. Like,
damn,
it was like, brruh, 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 brruh.
Like he started in A1 and fell to Q4.
This dude pushed him, but goddamn, he puts the shit out of him. Damn, I can't find that video now.
That could be attempted murder on man. NFL steps.
Yeah, it was a Bears fan who pushes a Packers fan. Okay, let's
see. Oh, Chicago? I believe that.
Bears fan pushes.
Seems like Oakland and Chicago are the places you don't really be trying shit like that. Cause
just going about your business, player. Just going about your business. Hey,
being in an enemy jersey in a Raiders arena.
Okay, here we go.
Getting a free trip to New England is usually not the Oh, this dude was barely even fighting back. See what I did there? Oh my God. Oh yeah, that's attempted murder. Jesus. Hell nah. Hey, he got back up though. I thought he would have broke everything.
Bro, that nigga bounced like a basketball, bro.
That's crazy. He was already losing the fight. That was wild.
First of all, I'm not fighting on no step. I'm not fighting in a landscape where I can hurt myself more in said landscape than during the fight.
But he brought his ass to the steps. He was in at least he was in like J3 or J4.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not fighting on no. That's not the arena we fighting in. Let's go to this level area over here by the restrooms.
Right.
Let's slug it out. I'm not fighting on no steps. I would fucking get hurt more on the steps than from this person. They ain't laying no punches. But these steps, oh nigga, they got a three-piece in.
Right. It probably was cold as hell too. He had a scarf. Oh. The scarf stayed on. At least the clothes stay on. Damn, that's rough.
Hands to stay up. All you saw was crack falling down that stairs. It was like the 90s.
Can you imagine if you was like you had your little chips or something or in your drink? You was walking up those stairs. You just saw boom, 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 boom. You started running like Indiana Jones down the steps.
That boulder was chasing them.
Yeah. You got nachos flying everywhere.
Oh. Nah, man. Hard pass, bro.
Woo. But like I said, I'm glad it happened. I'm glad that happened to him. I'm glad the organization flew him out. Because that's crazy. I'm more concerned about this white dude falling, though. That big dude falling down the steps was insane. What else we got?
You stay at the game after that happens and just try to shake it off, or do you?
Damn, like you mean if that happened like in the first quarter?
The first quarter, halftime, anything? Like, do you just like shake that shit off? Cause,
whew, I don't know.
That's still two quarters of hurt you got to deal with.
That's I feel like. How do you focus on the game? Both of your eyes are swollen,
man. You fall like that, you got to shit at some point. You just shook some. You shook something up in your stomach. You got a shit. So now you just got to sit through two more quarters, or sit through another half of shit.
I'm mad that it cut together between two ankles. See, people, niggas work together on the post production. Niggas was like, "You get the end. I got the beginning." Like niggas was recording from all angles.
They really.
What kind of charge that is? That seemed like it could have killed him or broke some shit.
Aggravated assault? I don't think it's attempted murder because it wasn't premeditated. Like he was trying to kill him, he was just trying to squabble. So,
I mean,
if it wasn't assault with a deadly weapon, it probably would just be aggravated assault.
That's crazy though. I would at least want to get box seats for the season. I think that's at least worth some free tickets.
Oh yeah, he ain't getting nothing. He ain't getting nothing because you don't know how that one fought. And that was one. That wasn't one sided like it was with the old girl.
Oh my God. Okay. I gotta get to this next story because this is crazy. I'm gonna show you guys a picture of what this looks like, but I want to explain it first. So this hasn't happened yet, but a design of the world's first artificial womb facility just got released. It's a place called Ectolife. And they basically just dropped what they're planning on, building. And it's basically a groundbreaking artificial womb facility that can grow around 30,000 babies per year. It was created by science communicator and biotechnologist Hashim Al-Ghali from Berlin. And it allows couples to conceive and be true biological parents, even if they are infertile. So sounds like a huge break in science. But let me go ahead and show you guys what this shit looks like. I want to know the first thing that comes to y'all mind when you see this photo.
I'm going to tell you what I'm already thinking about. I'm going to wait till you put it up on the screen, but I'm going to tell you what I'm already thinking about.
Where is it? Here it goes. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
It ain't popped up. Oh, there it is. Yep. Exactly what I was thinking. That's the Matrix, nigga.
That's the Matrix, nigga.
I'm saying what's going to happen. These machines going to get smart enough. They're going to be like, yo, let's kill off all civilization and we'll raise all the babies to obey us. We're going to grow up thinking there were no parents and this is just life. That is the Matrix. That is exactly...
Man, that's scary. It's weird. It's so weird how much movies and art just become reality. It's like literally the people who watch these movies grow up to become scientists and then just start making all the stuff that they should not be. Yeah. I mean, look at this. This is literally a baby factory here. Let me put this back up. This is insane. It'll take a second, but it's like an assembly line. Even down to the lighting. They even used the same lighting as the Matrix with the little pods and the green glowing lights. And it's just this literally look. It says, ever imagine a baby being produced in a factory-like environment? Looks like a scene from the Matrix. Okay, they agree.
Listen, man, I only take pride in knowing I ain't gonna be here that long.
You don't want to at least see?
I will be in the last stand of the humans. I'm not gonna have to deal with it. Now my kids, she might have to go through some fucked up shit. I'm not gonna hold you. You know, I'll be praying for her, but I won't have to deal with that too much.
So I'm out of here. Does that mean if 2025, 2030 or something like that, if they started dropping like mechanical parts, like add-ons to humans, is that a hard no? Like bionic legs, arms, eyes?
You know what, here's my thing. I was in a car accident and I lost a limb, mm-hmm. I have no need for that right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be 50 with a brand new leg, a bionic leg that lets me run faster and jump high. What I'm doing at 50 that's going to require me to do that?
That's why. Because it's like normally you wouldn't be able to do that, but now you like 50.
If I'm working with the ferocity that I'm working at right now, nigga, by 45, I want to be done with all the extra shit. I want to just be able to act and go on the road. Like, so the extent of my physical life will be fucking and going to the gym. I don't need to be rock climbing at 50. I'm not trying to discover no new hobbies at 50 that require me to, like, you know, jump higher and faster, run faster. I ain't doing that at 50. I'm staying physical in the gym and I'm fucking.
Why go to the gym when you can get like an ab update or like a bicep update and you can just be like, man,
I ain't doing that. Now I will get the surgery. I will go ahead and get that ab surgery, get them bad boys, you know, implanted or sculpted. I'll do that. Get the tummy tuck, get the abs. Yeah, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. If I got the money, I'm going to do it. If y'all see me on the picture one day and I'm looking swole as fuck, like I just had three meals, and then the next day you see me and I got my shirt lifted up, or 2 weeks later you see me, I got my shirt lifted up, and you see the app, you just know your boy paid for it.
Surgery happened.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no shame in my game. If I can afford it, I'm getting that motherfucking surgery. I ain't never had abs a day in my life. And I probably never will naturally. So if I can afford it.
Says someone hacks your arms and legs, and that's what I do. I do be fearing that. Like I do want to do the whole cyborg thing, but I think that someone hacking the first thing is going to be eyes, because they already dropped the patent for the contact lens, like the smart contact lens. So I feel like if you can hack somebody's eyes, I don't know where that's going to lead. But
exactly, I'm good, man. I'm good. No, thank you.
That's creepy. Yep. So we going into baby production. I'm not sure exactly when it's dropping, but just know niggas just gonna be producing babies.
Hey man, niggas working on a whole lot of new shit, and we still ain't got certain cars and shit. Niggas ain't even off of fossil fuels yet, and they want to start producing mass babies, bro. Chill
right.
Out, bro.
I thought we were having a population issue anyway.
Nigga, right. It's 8 billion people here, bro. Chill out, bro. We running out of land. Unless y'all gonna make some of these new niggas amphibians. If they're amphibians, then, you know, say throw them niggas in the water. Otherwise, chill out, bro.
Okay. I'm down with the baby factory that makes non-humans, or like a new type of human. That'd be exciting. Just like mer people.
And so that new type of people want to take over the old type of people and enslave us.
It always comes down to robot slavery at some point.
Well, here's the thing, man. You gotta say, like, slavery, I feel like, is inherently in whoever has the most power, most money, whatever. I feel like inherently they're gonna have slaves. You know, like, they had slaves back in the Bible days. It's nothing new. You know what I mean? Like, there will be one group of people who will always try to, you know, get more from another group because they're more powerful than them. If these motherfucking new humans or new merman or whatever the fuck are stronger than us, faster than us. I mean, you saw Black Panther, right? Black mm-hmm. Panther 2. Them niggas was handing it to Wakanda. Wakanda, because we was getting our ass beat over there.
Wakanda was losing. Ninja. And she was really like, she really like played a mind game with him and was like, hey, if you stand down right now, We'll ease up off you. And he was like, all right, I don't want my people to lose. Man, they got back there. His people was whooping their ass. But they're in the ocean. That was a terrible plan.
Oh, yeah. And I get it, like the whole Sonic thing. That was a great idea. But y'all should have had that barricaded better, or should have had two or three of them. You just going out in the ocean with just one, and you think that's going to work, nigga?
Oh, yeah.
I would have had little bombs in them bitches. I would have... Come on, Siri, you better than that. You better than that.
Shooting everything, right? What's it called? I wanted to bring up this next story because this is more on the, like, I don't know. It's like the financial side of the game when it comes to influencing. And this dude, he found out the hard way. So This is kind of crazy. So there's a popular food blogger and a TikTok influencer. It's a black dude. Basically, he did a viral review of their new product. He did like I guess they dropped something and it went viral and it sold out everywhere. Like right after it went viral, it basically sold out everywhere. They reached out to him and gave him a gift card and cookies, right? So here's some cookies. And here's a gift card to spend some money. He accepted it, but then later he was like, what's up with like a brand deal or some type of money or compensation from all this? And they left him on red. It said Cinnabon red that shit at 11:57 4 days ago. It's a crazy situation because he's a food blogger and you want your shit to go viral, you know? So yeah. It did help him. But at the same time, that's a very direct correlation with sales. So is this the game or is this a snuff?
Absolutely is the game. Unless you got something in writing, them people don't owe you nothing. Which is why these brands spill millions of dollars on advertisement with TV companies and stuff like that. That's why they're okay giving brand ambassadors and influencers thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, because it's still saving them minutes. So if you don't do that shit on your own accord, and we ain't got no paperwork linking us to each other, nigga, thank you. By the way, I was about to eat these cookies here. Take these cookies real quick, bro. That's all you, bro. That's all you. Matter of fact, he got a gift card. I was going to spend this at Macy's, but he got $50 for you, too. That's exactly what they did.
I mean, it makes sense, because before food bloggers, there was just food writers and Yelpers. And sometimes they made or break a restaurant, and they didn't get no money if they wrote a good review or if they liked the place. But I don't know. I feel like they still got the red carpet rolled out for them in some type of way. This guy just got the thanks, nigga. Peace.
Hey, listen, bro. It be like that. That's why I'm like, man, don't at this point, I ain't posting nothing for free unless I really mess with the brand. If you see me post something, and I'm like, this ain't a promo, that means I just really rock with a brand, and whatever happens, happens at that point. But yeah, man, these companies don't give a shit about you. They do not. And there ain't nothing you could do legally.
Yeah. I mean, you did that. You bought the product and reviewed it. I wonder if there was a way to at least be like, I mean, I don't know how he asked, you know, if he was just like, hey, let me get 50% of the sales, you know, that would...
Well, see, that's the thing. It's once it's done, there's nothing he can do. You know, I said he has no leverage, and you don't know that this post is gonna go viral. So it's no way really to leverage anything like that, because the virality of a post or something like that is not mm-hmm. guaranteed, and there's really right. no way to predict that shit. So, you know, I don't know, man.
That's tough. That's definitely a tough one. But I wonder if they could have at least like talked about something else, like, you know, we can't just give you money, but you know, maybe if you help us, you know, market this, we can start something with you, or we can start a brand deal for the next thing, or mm-hmm. something, you know what I mean? I think that was just a missed opportunity, just to like, it really came off as like, well, thanks, nigga. So I mean, hey, if you're an influencer, protect your brand, but also there's absolutely. Just some shit you can't do. Because I mean, we all do reviews when, you know, when the Popeye sandwich came out, or just like viral food trends. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people do that, and you hope it goes viral. So
yeah,
to do it and just hope it goes viral, and then expect money on the back end. I don't know. It may be doing a lot.
It's yeah, you don't have anything to leverage at that point, because now they're like, well, why do I need you? Yeah, just because you went viral once doesn't mean you're gonna go viral again. So
right.
it's always best to lead with that best foot forward, or just accept that it happened this way. It's nothing much you can do with it. A lot of companies aren't gonna do the right thing for you. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to. It might be one person there that wants to, but they can't justify it to their management, and their management isn't gonna sign off on just giving this person a lot of money because they helped us sell out of this product.
Right. So it's hard to come out the budget after the fact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They already allocated a certain amount of money for the production on this, or the advertisement on this. You know, we didn't end up spending all that, but oh well, it goes back to our bottom line. So it's fucked up, but it is what it is, man.
Right.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be smart out there. You know what I'm saying? Got to be conservative with your talent and what you're doing it with. And also, if you don't feel like cooking dinner tonight, you need to be getting with DoorDash. You heard right? DoorDash, right? Don't be like my man's right there and just, you know, giving it away to everybody. Just pick one, right? And I'm picking DoorDash today, all right? You ever got all the way home after a long day at work, long day sitting in the traffic, just a long day all around, getting the driveway and then realize you don't have anything for dinner, like not a thing in the kitchen? That you want to cook, or you don't know what you want to cook, that's what DoorDash specializes in, man. They give you so many options to choose from, so you don't have to worry about what's going to be served on the dinner table, okay? With DoorDash, you're not just getting the things you love, but supporting the community you love, too. There's a lot of companies out there that don't offer a lot of the businesses, the mom-and-pop businesses that may be in your community, but with DoorDash, you do get a chance to support that. Every time you place an order for picking up or delivery, you're setting off a chain reaction that helps give back to the people who make your community unique. and make your neighborhood unique. So y'all know how it is, man. Y'all know how we are. We've said it 100 times. Don't like going to the grocery store. And once you get home, especially during the holidays, like during the holidays, building up to Christmas, everything's packed. Traffic is crazy. People feel like, I feel like people drive their worst during the holidays, man. Mm-hmm. They know they ain't got to go to work the next day. It is just horrible out there. You, once you made it home safely, you do not feel like going back out again. So mm-hmm. I completely get it. I completely support DoorDash. They have hundreds of food options on there. No matter where you are, you might be at your house, you might be at a family member's house, a friend's house. You will not run out of options for things to order to eat. So mm-hmm. our listeners right now can get 50% off up to $20 value and $0 delivery fee when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code DIYS. That's 50% off up to $20 value and $0 delivery fee when you download the DoorDash app and then enter the code DIYS. And don't forget, you have to enter that code DIYS for up to 50% off of a $20 order or $0 delivery fee. Just a little something to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Put something on that little meal right there. You know what I'm saying? Now you know, if you know you're going to get up to $20 off, you know what I'm saying? You go in and order something $50. Put somebody else's meal on there. You got that because you ain't got to pay no delivery fee either.
Splizzard. You
know, share the blessing, bam, bam. Share the blessing. But yeah, download the DoorDash app and use the code DIYS to get that pop.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of food, convenient food. I want to talk about this McDonald's in Texas.
Oh, snap.
So basically, there's McDonald's in Texas. Fast food workers were demanding higher wages. Take a guess. What do you think they did? Fast food workers demanded higher wages. So in direct response to that, they acted.
Who, the McDonald's or the employees?
The McDonald's.
Them niggas, they probably cut everybody else hours and brought a new team in or something like that?
Kinda. Except the new team were robots. Fully automated McDonald's.
No. So fucked up. Y'all, listen, it takes a lot to get employees to band together, right? Because it's usually always somebody that's afraid to lose a job. Someone that doesn't want to rock the bowl. Someone that's like, I'm actually cool. What I make, you know, I just work this job for fun or whatever the fuck. So to get people to band together is a task in itself. But to get them to band together and then the company be like, okay, all right, Eli, holla at me.
You want fries with that? Like, oh, shit. He don't want no money.
Bro, here's the good and the bad with that. The good is, nigga, robots don't be messing up a lot. Your error margin is going to go down extremely as long as the orders are entered correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That just means one person has to enter correctly. Or if people are using the machines, you know, in the lobby, they got the little machines now. You order on the machine. So right. This is what you order. The machine can't mess up. It's not programmed that way. It can only get it right. So that's bringing your error margin down, which is also bringing your waste down. When you're in fast food, when orders get messed up or they've been handed out and then person brings it back, that's called waste because they can't serve that food to anybody else and that customer doesn't want that food. So all of that gets accounted into when they're doing inventory and you might have $400, $500 of waste per day. So that's cutting down on the waste, which is overall cutting down on your inventory, which is cutting down on more money being spent to replace all the food that was wasted. You don't have to pay the robots. You just maintenance them every so often. And now you take your employee force down from 40 employees to maybe 14.
I think the silver lining that's not necessarily like business related is there's a lot of fast food workers getting killed. It's like a weirdly dangerous job now. Like people are really like shooting up fast food restaurants over ranch or not getting what, you know, they order messed up or something or having an attitude over the, you know what I mean? So it's like, it does suck that we're cutting people, but it's safer.
I low key think we're just hearing about it more because I just watched the documentary on Netflix called Don't Answer the Phone or Don't Pick Up the Phone, mm-hmm. where it was a person calling, I think over the span of 10 years, motherfucker might have called 40 fast food restaurants and pretended like he was a cop and had managers strip search employees, put fingers inside of them, receive oral sex. Bro, it's a wild ass documentary.
Like a prank?
Like a hoax. Like he's pretending like he's a cop and he's like, this employee has been accused of stealing money out of this purse or stealing drugs. I can send a unit out there to arrest them, or you could help me investigate this right now to save time. And then the manager foolishly just goes along with who they think is an authority figure and does all this wild shit to these employees. Nigga, it's crazy as fuck. And he did this for 10 years, nigga.
And he never got free food out of it? He was just sick?
The nigga was calling from a payphone. He was calling from payphones, not even in the state, bro. The nigga just had it down packed so well that he did this shit for 10 years. He wouldn't even be in the same city, in the same state. He just would call random places.
And this was all over the phone. He wasn't even like seeing all of this happen.
He
wasn't even
seeing it. He got a rise out of getting the people to do it, manipulating them, and violating the other person. Watch it, bro. You're going to watch the first episode on here. Like, gone. How the fuck would they do that? I was watching
this. Who's gone? Man. Let me know in the comments.
Yo,
who can you see?
It's crazy. It's on Netflix. Watch it on Netflix. Yeah, man. But I think now we're just able to share the information faster and more effectively. Because when I worked at White Castles, I got robbed at gunpoint twice. And one of those times was through the drive-thru. Fam Bam came through the drive-thru and robbed me with the pistol. That's as efficient as you can get in a robbery, nigga, that you never have to even leave the car. Man was a genius. It was ingenious at the time. That shit was scary as fuck. You always think about what you would do in a robbery situation, like how tough you would be trying to reach over and grab the gun and turn it back on, disarm the assailant. That shit goes clean out the window when that pistol is in your face. When that motherfucker got that gun in your face, you be like, it's me or this $320 in this register? I'm giving up this $320. I'm not doing no Jackie Chan shit trying to reach and grab the pistol. No, we not doing that. Not over $320. This ain't even my $320. You can have it. You absolutely can have it. You got your rabbit ass mind. You think I'm finna fight this motherfucker over $320? Boy, you crazy as fuck, boy. I will say that the robberies happened so close together that the store manager thought that I had something to do with them because I got robbed two times in a row, like within a month or a month and a half. But both times that they robbed us, I had just like did a drop. And a drop is like when you take most of the cash out of the register, put it in the safe, you do a deposit basically. So I had just dropped both registers right before I had got robbed. I'm like, if I had something to do with it, don't you think I would have had the motherfuckers come 30 minutes earlier so we could have got the majority of the money?
Right.
That's not even making sense right now.
Man, they thought you was in on it?
For White Castles. Not a bank. Not Foot Locker. We talk about where the most you're going to spend is $40 on something. Are you out your rabbit ass? Are you think I'm going to have somebody point a loaded pistol at my face for $40?
Wait, so you mean to tell me that the managers of White Castle were in the back talking like, I think this was an inside job, and they were like looking at you through the blinds just on the cashier? I think we have a mole.
bro.
That's ridiculous.
It was wild, bro. I quit shortly after. Before I quit, though, I stopped working on the inside. I became like the maintenance guy that did the trash can, the sweeping, and cleaning the drive-through, getting the oil off and putting the shit down there to break the oil. I did that for about 6 months before I quit. But I was like, y'all, I'm not being on no more registers, especially after y'all goddamn me accused me of possibly participating in this. You out your rabbit ass mind.
How much money did they take?
Each time they might have took maybe $120 from each register.
How many times was this?
I got robbed twice. And then each time they robbed me, they wanted the money out of both registers.
And in the span of what time?
Maybe 6 weeks apart.
6 weeks? Oh, mm-hmm. I can see. I can see why they thought it was an inside job.
Yeah, but again, bro, I had just dropped. That's the thing. I'm like, I had just, if it was an inside job, I would have had the niggas come before we dropped.
Which was how much money?
At that point, they might have got like maybe $400 to $500 per register. So they would have got away with $1,000 maybe.
As opposed to 200?
As opposed to 200.
What time was it?
2 and 3 in the morning.
Who's coming in there besides robbers at 2 and 3 a.m.?
Well, you know, White Castle's 24 hours. Right. They only close, I think. White Castle's only closed, I think, for Christmas. Because they were open on New Year's, Thanksgiving, all of that shit. Like, only closed one day out of the year.
Is the one you work at still open? Like, is it still up there?
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy because it was a dude that used to work there when I worked there. I'm talking about 2000. I started working there in 2000, and I stopped in 2003. It was a dude that was working there. He probably came maybe a year after I did, and he's still up there.
03? You a vet in the castle game. He's not a jack or a duke yet. he gotta be at least
a manager at one point. He was a manager at one point, but then he went back down, and now he's just like, you know, back as an employee.
Hey man, some people just be chilling, you know.
I that's what I'm saying. Some he would never be one of those people that would like band together, but like, yeah, let's make them pay us more. He'd be like, I'm good. Cause ain't no way in the world. I'm not going to be smelling like those onions for 20 plus years. That food is not that good, baby.
I hope they don't automate that shit. That's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Automate that shit out. Automated yep. White Castles. Whew. How are robots going to put up with like fighting though?
They have all arms just working on the burgers, and they have one RoboCop in the back that goes out to handle situations like that.
I want to see a fully automated Waffle House and all of the robots can fight.
you got just the arms coming down over the hood cooking the food, but you got goddamn me real steel as the security guard.
I want to see the same robots that cook fight. I want to see them like go from spatula and then they spin around because they have no waist. Throw the ones then. Get out then there.
That would be crazy as hell, boy. The Waffle House would be the safest place in the building.
Hey, that'd be a fire movie.
Hell yeah.
Robo Waffle House. That's the new smart house.
You don't want to get hit with a spatula that a robot's holding. It's gonna cut your head clean off.
Just go into your face.
Clean off, baby. Damn.
Damn. We were just talking about, this is St. Louis too. We were just talking about how unsafe it is to be in fast food. This happened at a St. Louis KFC. An employee was hospitalized after a customer shot him because he was upset that the restaurant ran out of corn.
Bro, I read that one and so many people sent me that. First off, to the people that sent me that, thank y'all, but I be seeing what y'all be seeing too. Especially when it comes to my city. I see everything that y'all see too.
ABC.
Secondly, that is very embarrassing. And it's definitely a black eye for the city. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've eaten a lot of corn. You know, corn on the cob, sweet corn, cream style corn, Mexican street corn. I've never had corn good enough to kill somebody. Never, not once.
Have you had KFC corn?
I've had KFC corn. I used to get the corn in the bucket. And I used to also get it in the bowls because they put it in the bowl.
Mashed potato bowls.
Yeah. I've had it all, and I've never had one that was like, oh yeah, I'd risk life. I'd risk 15 to 20 for this right here. Not one time, bro.
I don't get it. Like corn is so random to be mad at. Period. But at KFC too, like that's. That can't be why you came with a gun. Like, I Do you think that these people are snapping, like they are going through something and this is the final straw? Or do you think they go there looking for something?
I think people just have it on them and anything can set them off, man. I think we are in an instant gratification time of life where when you don't get what you want instantly or within a certain amount of time, you are liable to snap and go off. And the degree of that go off depends on, you know, what you have with you. If you didn't have a gun with you and it's just your hands, you might, you know, bang on the window or something like that, throw your cup at the window as you drive off. But if you got the gun, like, guns make people feel invincible. Like, you really feel invincible when you have a gun on you. You tend to not think about the consequences of your actions. You're very in the moment. And all it takes is a split second to do something that will change your life forever. That shit is crazy.
That is insane. KFC, though. A KFC getting shot up.
Bro, it's
for anything
real
besides
like
chicken.
It's real life. Remember, we were in St. Louis. And we had went to the Rice House, and we're there waiting for our food, and a group of niggas come in, and these niggas immediately separate, like they're about to box us in. Dom was like, yeah, we should go. Let's not wait here. And so we left out. And Pat was like, what happened? We're like, nigga, they were scoping. They were trying to see who had the money was. They were trying to see who had on the nicest shoes. They only saw one car in the parking lot. Just our car was out there. It was a nice car. So they was like, okay. Come up. Time to go.
St. Louis is wild. Every food review, someone at some point said, looking over your shoulder. You got to look over your shoulder, but it's real good. Like, every single food review is like, oh, yeah, that place is good. You got to look over your shoulder. But I was just like, damn, ain't no peace.
None. Don't ever get caught lacking. You always got to look like you got your head on a swivel. Play all three mirrors when you're driving. That's another thing. You're like, if you're too flashy, you got to watch where you're driving at too. Like, and when you get in and out of the car, make sure like they're on similar cars following. It's real in the city on some parts. It is very real over there, man.
St. Louis, I think it might be the cold.
Yeah. It's definitely worse in the summer. It's definitely worse in the summer.
Oh, because when it gets hot, niggas just start wilding out.
Man, niggas wake up with an attitude. They go to sleep with their fists balled up when they ain't got no AC. niggas wake up punching the air, like yawning. That's how they yawn. Like, nah, we not doing that today, man.
Popped over some corn. That's funny. I want to show this automated. I actually didn't see it. This automated McDonald's. I know that was a story ago. Let me see this. All right, come on, TikTok. Oh, it kind of looks like the
how it is now.
It's kind of eerie with no people.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that was nowhere near as cool as I thought. I thought there would be more like humans in.
Yeah, no, I think they gonna hide it. Oh wow. Yeah.
It's like an airport.
Here's the thing though. I see the good and the bad because I already told you about the bottom line financially with the businesses, but also like shit, you know how it is when you're trying to order something. Like I always try to order with respect and dignity to the person that I'm dealing with. When I go out to eat, I always ask the server's name. So I never like, I'm not just snapping at them to get their attention. I'm not just calling the server. I feel like no one wants to, exactly, Lady A, that's exactly where I'm headed to. No one wants to work these jobs. So the more you make them feel less human, the more they're going to be bad at their job. And then also considering that people just have bad days. So if you're trying to order and you are literally trying to figure out things, you try to ask questions and stuff like that, and that person has an attitude because they may have had a bad day or we don't know what they're dealing with. Now that can affect your day. You know, you try not to let it, but that type of stuff does have a habit of rubbing off on people. You're not going to get that with robots. You're not going to get all the smart attitudes and all the cynical remarks and all of that type of shit. You're just going to get answers. And it's like, Nigga, when I'm hungry, I don't want to deal with your attitude. I already got an attitude because I'm hungry. I waited too long to try to fix it. And now I'm trying to remedy it. And now you got an attitude because I'm trying to tell you, bitch, I don't want no onions on this burger. I mean, heavy mayo, heavy pickles, no onions. Right? I don't want to have to go back and forth with you.
They just like beep, boop, and just right. Exactly your order. I like that too. I mean, I see what you're saying. I feel like if anything, the pandemic showed us that getting food without human contact, like when they added that feature to DoorDash and Postmates, like the leave at door where you don't have to like even talk to nobody, yeah, that changed the game. You can just wait a little bit and literally pick up your food.
Man,
and I'm down with that.
Yeah, same, bro. Like same. I do think that it does have somewhat of an effect on human interaction and how much we interact with humans. But there are other places you can interact with humans. Laundromats, libraries, grocery stores, malls, all that type of stuff. Losing out on this one area of life, I don't think it's going to harm us.
Why was libraries first? You're not supposed to talk to nobody.
You still got to interact with people. You know, you walk here, you speak and stuff like that. You know, you have to walk past people. Excuse me real quick, you know. I said libraries because like I was still in the St. Louis mindset of where you can go in the summertime and still have AC. And like that was one of our tricks. We used to just go to the library, just stay in the library.
Y'all library is nice. When I was trying to do the download, that was like the third place I went. It was pretty.
That was one of them, yeah. So it's so crazy that and so Dom has said her sister mentioned that Spectrum sent out an email saying that, you know, the internet might be affected by the cold weather. It could affect like the speed of internet service and all that type of stuff. Because what? I was trying to upload I think I episode of DIYS and I couldn't do it there either. The upload speeds were too slow. Like I went to my homeboy's job and tried to do it. He works for the city and could not do it, bro. I wasn't able to upload DIYS until I got home that day. I flew home that night. And as soon as I got home, I started uploaded in 10 minutes.
That's exactly what, that's so crazy. I didn't know the Wi-Fi was frozen out there, but it started at like 4,000 hours. It was like a 17 gig file, but it started at 4,000 hours and then it trickled down to like 300, but I had got it down to like 15 hours and then it just slowed down. And I was like, I don't know if I could just be in this library for 15 hours. I got on the next plane, flew home, and then still got it downloaded before the 15-hour window was up and started over. It was, I didn't know that St. Louis Wi-Fi was frozen. That's crazy. Yo,
that shit really blew my mind. It was like, bro, you know, because I always think about like, what if I moved here? Would I be able to get as much work done? All this type of stuff. And I'm like, nigga, no. If I can't download and upload files, nigga, that's a very big part of what I do.
I didn't know that was even a thing. Like,
yeah, I guess those the power things are outside or what? Yeah, man, they said that weather was going to greatly affect internet service, and it did.
That makes me wonder even more what the hell internet even is, because I didn't even know that it freezing could be a thing. And to my knowledge, it was underwater.
Some of them are, yeah. That's what I thought, you know, some of the biggest servers were underwater. I watched videos about it too, but I don't know, man. That shit was creepy as hell, man. That was creepy as hell. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Can your Wi-Fi freeze? There's got to be some. Oh, they're talking about freezing, like the computer way,
right? Lagging,
man. Can heat and cold slow down Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have to bring this article back, because that's crazy. I didn't even think that could be a thing.
Yeah, man. And it was cold in St. Louis, but man, when I had to do my connecting flight in Minneapolis, St. Louis, it was 30s, 40s. When I got off the plane in Minneapolis, just like deboarding, that wind hit me. It was 8 degrees.
Oh, was it like that little space between the tunnel and the...
Yeah, the fuselage and the tunnel. Man.
I like that moment. It's like a real quick sample of how horrible of a time you're about to have.
That shit was cold, baby. You never want to be the nigga that walk up like, right? I just ate it. I was like, to the chest.
Because you're usually on the plane with people who are like native to like Wisconsin or something. So they're just like in tank tops, just like, woo, this is a warm day to us.
That shit was fierce, bro. That shit had a whole attitude. And I was like, I don't want no problem, big fella. That shit was cold, boy. Man, won't do, like certain places I ain't going. Shout out to the homie Tiff, because she's from there. Bless your heart.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. I heard about how cold Detroit gets, too. Mm-hmm. I forget what I was watching, but it was like...
They by Lake Michigan.
They got to, like, basically dig their cars out in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want no parts of that.
I just saw that in Idaho. Some people had shovels and they were like helping each other get out. And I was just like, that's snow is only tight if you're visiting to be like, oh, this is pretty. But like living every day in the I'm good.
I saw a video of like the Bills leaving practice or something like that, and all they had to like scrape their cars out and dig their cars out. I was like, no.
Oh, in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, their cars were actually buried, right?
Yeah.
Like literally, I saw that.
Miss me with all of that, fam bam. I'm good.
I heard about Buffalo, though. That's like,
I'm good on all of that.
That's not safe. Buffalo is, the weather is just not safe.
People still be choosing to live there. I'm like, go on here. More power to you, man. More power to you.
Let's try. Well,
shit, man. Listen, this is our last episode before the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to take a little moment and thank you guys for a fantastic year. Super dope, supportive year. We got one episode of Damn It and That You Scary done live. That was a goal of ours. And now we can hopefully start setting up more live events with your support and your help. We haven't figured out if we want to do like actual venues or specific type of venues like comedy clubs, but we would definitely have more to come. Looking forward to that, man. And we just can't thank y'all enough, Scary Squad, man, and everybody that watches the podcast. We appreciate all the support that you give us on multiple platforms, on multiple fronts. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all and love y'all, man.
Shout out to the Scary Squad, man. Honestly, ever since the pandemic, I feel like this group has really like come together and bonded. So to see us go from like podcast to like our first live show, and it's kind of just like a another level. So couldn't have done it without y'all. This is 2023 is gonna be lit.
Hell yeah, man. We appreciate y'all and happy new year's to you guys. Hope you have a safe and amazing new year's. Look forward to seeing and talking with y'all and bringing more crazy stories to your front. Mm-hmm. As always, I'm to hear more.
Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Peace, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.